The Model Millionaire. Part 1. Portrait of a Beggar. There is no point in being charming if you are not rich as well. Romance is a privilege for the rich. The poor should be practical. It is better to have a regular salary than be fascinating. These are the great truths of modern life. Huey Erskine never understood them. Poor Huey. He did not have a particularly clever mind. He never said anything brilliant or cruel, but he was extremely good-looking, with brown hair and grey eyes. He was as popular with men as with women. Unfortunately, he was unable to make money. His father had left him a sword and some books. He had a small income from an aunt. His experiences of the business world had been unsuccessful. As a result, he was a pleasant young man with an attractive face and no profession. To complicate things more, he was in love. Laura Merton was the daughter of a retired army colonel. She loved Huey greatly. Together, they made an attractive couple, but a couple without money. Laura's father liked Huey, but he did not want them to marry because Huey had no money.
"Come to me, my boy, when you have got £10,000,
the colonel told him. One morning, Huey visited a friend, Alan Trevor. Trevor was a painter. Many people today are. But Trevor was also an artist, and artists are rare. He had red hair and a beard. He liked Huey a lot. When Huey came into the artist's studio, Trevor was finishing a life-size picture of a beggar. The beggar himself was standing in the corner of the studio. "What an amazing model," Huey said quietly.
"Amazing?"
Trevor shouted.
"He's unique. I'm very lucky to have him."
"He looks so miserable," said Huey. "But I suppose his face is his fortune."
"Certainly,"
replied Trevor.
"You don't want a beggar to look happy, do you?"
"How much do you give him for a sitting?" Huey asked.
"A shilling for an hour."
"And how much money do you earn for your pictures, Alan?"
"Oh, for this picture, I'll earn 2,000.
"Pounds?"
"Guineas,"
Trevor answered.
"Painters, poets and doctors always get guineas."
"I think your model should receive a percentage. He works as hard as you do," Huey said.
"Nonsense, nonsense,"
Trevor replied.
"Now, sit down and be quiet. I'll be back in a moment."
The artist left the studio. The old beggar sat down for a moment. He looked so poor and unhappy. Huey felt sorry for the man and decided to give him the only coin he had in his pocket. "Poor man," he thought. "He needs it more than I do." Huey walked across the studio and gave the beggar the coin. The old man was surprised and smiled at Huey.
"Thank you, sir,"
he said.
"Thank you."
Trevor returned. Huey said goodbye and decided to spend the afternoon with Laura. She told him sweetly that he was stupid to give his money away. He had so little of it.